Face coverings are now required in all indoor and outdoor public settings in Maine, regardless of how far apart people might be. That's from a new executive order announced by Governor Janet Mills today, as Maine continues to set new daily records for cases of COVID-19. As Patty White reports, many businesses hope the new, broader requirement will eliminate confusion and the need for enforcement.
For some businesses, the order doesn't change their policies or practices.
Rennie's has been requiring masks in our stores since the beginning.
That's Faustine Rennie of the department store chain of the same name. Since July, large businesses have been required to enforce a face covering mandate in the state's most populous cities and coastal counties. A month ago, that enforcement expanded statewide. Rennie says customers have generally been compliant, but she says this new executive order, which requires businesses of all sizes to enforce the mandate, will hopefully eliminate confusion.
We have found that's what is the biggest part for our customers and our staff, is that some people can't understand why one person's enforcing the policy and the other one's not. So I think it will help our staff with being able to help our customers understand that this is just what you're supposed to do, regardless of size or type of business. That's what we're hoping for.
The order requires operators of indoor public settings to post signs about the mask mandate and empowers them to deny entry to those who don't comply. The order also gives a more broad definition of public settings and specifically names the types of venues where Maine has seen outbreaks, such as social clubs, ice rinks, and fitness centers. At the Midcoast Athletic Center in Warren, there's currently an outbreak involving 5 kids on a basketball team. Owner Rachel Kaur says those cases actually stem from a school soccer team, and she says she's been following guidelines. She'll comply with the new order and doesn't expect to lose any patrons over it.
Even the people that had said, I would never make my kid play if they have to wear a mask, I think that sort of it's just generally being more accepted now, and people are willing to do whatever it is that they need to do to be able to go out and, you know, continue to play sports.
Houses of worship are also included in the order. There have been several outbreaks among Pentecostal and Baptist churches in Maine, and some have infamously flouted safety protocols. The executive minister of American Baptist Churches of Maine, Al Fletcher, says his members are independent and autonomous, but many have already embraced COVID-19 safety measures, such as wearing masks.
Each church has got to live with its own conscience, and it's got to do its own work. I just think we're living in a day and age where it makes sense to take the precautions that are necessary and to work as cooperatively with our state as we can.
The Mills administration is hoping that people will voluntarily comply with the executive order. If not, the state can take action against a facility's operating license. Violation of an executive order can also translate into a $1,000 fine and a jail sentence of up to 6 months. Patrons who are warned about the face covering requirement but insist on entering an establishment anyway can be charged with trespassing. Greg Dougal of Hospitality Maine says enforcement has been one of the primary challenges for restaurants, where customers are already required to wear masks except when seated at a table. He says that requirement will continue under the new order.
You know, that's the role that we've been put into, and trust me, I've had lots of calls from restaurant owners just, you know, trying to rationalize how they can handle the situation because it's difficult.
Dougal says now that people are required to have a mask on everywhere they go, they'll be less inclined to show up at restaurants and not wear one. The order, which also requires face coverings regardless of distancing in outdoor spaces such as playgrounds, parking lots, and sidewalks, is similar to one issued this week by Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker. In a written statement, Governor Mills says the coronavirus is spreading across Maine, and wearing a face covering will save lives. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.